All right, so today we're diving into something pretty interesting. A message straight from Pastor James himself over at Spirit of Truth Christian Fellowship World.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be good.
Yeah, we got his communication right here, and we're going to really try to figure out, you know, what's driving his calls to action for his congregation and really the whole community, too.
Yeah, we're going to get right to the heart of what he's trying to say and why he's putting so much emphasis on these particular points.
Okay, cool. So one of the first things that kind of jumps out at you is this big emphasis on the urgency of service. Like Pastor James is really saying, you know, helping people is good, of course, but spreading their faith is like the ultimate goal. And he wants people to act now.
Right.
Like right now, no waiting for the perfect time or, you know, having more free time later. It's like a got to do it now kind of thing.
All right. Yeah. And the interesting thing here is how he frames this whole idea of urgency. Mm-hmm. You know, he uses this analogy of a ship going down, the world's in trouble, and finding salvation through Jesus is like getting into the lifeboats. He even quotes Jesus saying, the way, the truth, and the life. You know, it's a pretty powerful image, right? It really emphasizes that there's not a lot of time to waste.
Right.
And this kind of urgent, you know, end of times framing it pops up a lot in religious contexts. Wow. It's a real motivator.
Yeah, it definitely paints a vivid picture for sure. And he keeps going back to this idea of like a very short time frame between like right now, this very minute, and eternity.
Okay.
And another key thing he talks about is this whole idea of worthiness and serving. And he's very clear that, you know, serving in their faith, it's not about climbing some sort of ladder of achievement.
Right. And this is really important because it addresses a big obstacle that might keep people from getting involved. You know, Pastor James is arguing that in their belief system, worthiness is something you already have because of Jesus. So there's no reason to hold back. You know, those feelings of not being good enough shouldn't stop you from serving or sharing your faith. He even suggests that, you know, hesitating because you feel unworthy could actually be a form of doubt, something to overcome.
Hmm. That's interesting. So with this sense of urgency and the idea that everyone is already worthy to contribute, you know, there's this very strong call to immediate action. He's
Right.
very direct. You know, both the community and the church have needs right now.
Yeah. And if we connect this back to that idea of, you know, the end of history that he keeps mentioning, it really ramps up that urgency even more. He's calling for action on two main fronts, addressing spiritual needs, what he calls winning souls, and then also tackling those practical needs, you know, things that affect people's spiritual, physical, material, psychological, and emotional well-being. It's a pretty comprehensive approach to how they believe they should be serving their community right now.
Yeah, and then there's this very specific call to support the ministry in particular by following their Facebook page.
Right, and what's interesting here is his reasoning, you know. He's not framing it as this quest for popularity, but as a practical way to make a bigger impact. He believes that, you know, the more followers, likes, comments they have, the better their chances of connecting with people for Jesus Christ and doing more service. He really emphasizes that they're a small local group with this huge mission. And, you know, this kind of using social media to their advantage, it's a common tactic for a lot of organizations these days, especially those trying to expand their reach.
Yeah, it makes sense. So to sum it all up for you, the core of Pastor James's message, as we see it in this material, is this really strong encouragement for Christians to actively serve others with love and to address both their spiritual and practical needs.
Mm-hmm.
And this drive is fueled by a belief that eternity is right around the corner and that everyone is already worthy to take part in this work.
Right. And this brings up an interesting point to think about.
Mm.
You know, what role does a sense of urgency play in how you pursue your own values?
Yeah.
How do different motivations ultimately influence the actions taken within a community?
Mm-hmm.
And when you really step back, what does service actually look like in practice, regardless of any specific belief system that might be driving it?
Mm. Those are definitely some things to think about. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. But keep those questions in mind, and we'll see you next time.
See you then.
Bye.